Jeep Cherokee, the Native American who hates the outdoors.
My grandfather, Standing Wind, he great warrior, legend among my people. Standing Wind, great horseman, he no even need whisper to tame horse like white man's Robert Redford. Standing Wind stand across prairie and give wild stallion hand signals like third base coach. Within minute, horse eat carrot from hand or even lay down sacrifice bunt. Whatever Standing Wind want, it do. By sunset, Standing Wind riding horse like it were Paris Hilton. He even convince stallion to let him videotape. He grab horse by back of mane and say thing like, you like that, don't you? And whose horsey is this? And I'm your dada. Hey man, what can I tell you? Some warriors just have a way with words. Next morning, horse wake up to find apple on haystack, but no sign of Standing Wind. He no even leave note. He just gone like the breeze. But that's Standing Wind for you. No one horse keep man like that satisfied. Legend have it, Standing Wind once ride two horse at a time. No joke, man. He do split across backs like Jean-Claude, well, I'll be damned. And always bareback. He never saddle up for protection. Take big chance with horse he never rode before. But Standing Wind get lazy in old age. Some might say he lose mind to spirit world. He try to get one horse to ride another horse while he just watch. Weird, man. I know. Some of these stories sound pretty hokey, but don't kill the messenger. Chief no ride horse. Grandpa Standing Wind say it closest thing to sex, but Jeep no see connection between the two. Jeep never cry at night because he can't ride horse. Woman bucked Jeep off long before he tried to mount. But on bright side, Jeep no have convenient body part to simulate horseback riding. So life kind of balance out. And who know, maybe Jeep someday get best of both world. Fine girl who sucker for sugar cube and need foot to count. Maybe she let Jeep go for ride in her properly manicured meadow of love. Girl like that low maintenance, I bet. Jeep just bring home dozen carrot on anniversary and special occasion. At dinner, ask how day went and then not really pay attention to answer. Then at night, Jeep put foot in wife front pocket, swing leg over back, and hold on for dear life. And no matter how bad Jeep ride, he just pat on neck and say, atta good girl, yeah, you so pretty. Then turn out light and go right to sleep. What can Jeep say? He hopeless romantic. My cousin's only great uncle, Singing Prairie, he great warrior, legend among my people. Singing Prairie, great hunter. Maybe greatest hunter ever live in the world. He runs circle around white man's Fred Dreyer. Make Australian of too much caffeine look like couch potato. Not to mention, Singing Prairie never fight off prey with papoose in arm. That was sick, man. Killing with weapon become too easy for Singing Prairie. That how good he was. He need to challenge self. My people say Singing Prairie once kill antelope by taping scissor to hoof and then making run through wood. Singing Prairie killed dead mountain lion with dish of cola and pop rock. Head just blew off. And then there was time, according to legend, police find bear dead from swallowing own tongue. No one know exactly what happened, but some of my people say they hear Singing Prairie whispering bad things to bear all night long from just outside cave. Singing Prairie first serial hunter and tribe. He make John Rambo look like dumbfounded puss. Jeep Cherokee no hunt. Jeep Cherokee have trouble tracking down own matching socks. Plus, mom no helping would. Plus, Jeep not much for violence. Deer is friend, not foe. Wait, deer is foe. No, not foe. I mix fawn with deer. Doe is deer, a female deer. And Ray is drop of golden sun. Anyway, Jeep no hurt deer. Jeep even gets squeamish from freak reindeer of fiction during abdominal snowman scene on Island of Misfit Toy. If Jeep need meat, he hunt package of jerky beef in midst of convenience store forest. Only danger there pointed out by plastic yellow sign of caution or scared off by Sanjay's hidden peacemaker. Sanjay has steady hand, that for sure, but sometime at night, just to be cautious, Jeep still wear orange flak jacket into store when he need late night purchase of overpriced Applejack or need to get Icy Jones on. Well, almost 8:30. Got to go now. Hardcastle and McCormick rerun on. Never miss. Talk to you next week when drug pusher bottled up and stuffed in place with cotton ball. Thank you.